Morning Watch, the Crystallization Study of 1st and 2nd Peter, Week 3, The Christian Life and Its Sufferings. Day 2, Related Verses. 1 Peter 2, 24 and 25. Who himself bore up our sins in his body on the tree, in order that we, having died to sins, might live to righteousness, by whose bruise you were healed. For you were like sheep being led astray, but you have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. Romans 3, 21 and 22. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been manifested, witness being borne to it by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God through the faith of Jesus Christ to all those who believe, for there is no distinction. Romans 8, verses 4 and 6. That the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. Psalm 80, verse 1. O Shepherd of Israel, give ear, you who lead Joseph like a flock, you who sit between the cherubim, shine forth. Psalm 23, verses 1 through 3. Jehovah is my shepherd, I will lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside waters of rest. He restores my soul. He guides me on the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Suggested reading. Christ was our Redeemer in his death on the tree. Now he is our soul's shepherd and overseer in the resurrection life within us. Therefore, he is able to guide us and supply us with life, that we may follow his model in his steps of suffering. Our soul is our inner being, our real person. Our Lord, as the shepherd and overseer of our soul, shepherds us by caring for the welfare of our inner being and by exercising his oversight over the condition of our real person. A shepherd takes care of the physical needs of his flock, and Christ, our shepherd, takes care of the needs of our soul. He is not the shepherd of our body. He is the shepherd of our soul, our inner being. We all have a spirit, and the spirit is our inward organ, but our being is a soul. Therefore, Christ mainly shepherds us by taking care of our soul. He takes care of our mind, emotion, and will. Our mind, emotion, and will all have problems. Unbelievers are wanderers in the soul, and they do not have a shepherd to take care of them. But our situation is different in that we have a shepherd who takes care of our soul. Not only do we have the Lord's life within us, but we also have him as our shepherd. He is now shepherding us in our soul. Many times we speak of turning to the Spirit, perhaps expecting that when we turn to the Spirit, everything will be all right. Actually, even after we turn to the Spirit, many things may not be all right. From experience, Peter knew to say that Christ is the shepherd of our souls. Therefore, Peter does not tell us in verse 25 that Christ is the shepherd of our spirit or of our body. He clearly says that he is the shepherd of our souls. This epistle was written to Jewish Christians who were suffering much persecution. Apparently, persecution is related to our body outwardly. Actually, persecution is aimed at the soul. Because it is our soul that suffers, it is our soul that needs the Lord's shepherding. It is not our body that needs this kind of care, nor is it mainly our spirit. It is our soul, our mind, our emotion, and our will that needs the Lord as the shepherd. In our experience, sometimes we just do not know what to think about. We do not know where to direct our thoughts. This is an indication that our mind needs the Lord Jesus as the shepherd. I can testify that many times in this kind of situation, the Lord Jesus has been a shepherd to me. As a result of his shepherding, our mind is directed and set in the right way. Our emotion, being complicated, is easily upset. This is especially true of the sister's emotion. Therefore, we need the Lord Jesus to shepherd us in our emotion. His shepherding comforts our emotion. Our will also needs the Lord's shepherding. As human beings, we often find it difficult to make the right decision. Sometimes the hardest thing to do is to make a decision. Unbelievers have no one to lead them and guide them in making decisions. But we have a shepherd to lead us and guide us. The Lord's leading and guiding is primarily related to our will. As the living shepherd, the Lord continually directs our will. I cannot tell you how many times I have experienced this. The Lord is truly the shepherd of our soul. He directs our mind, comforts our emotion, and leads and guides our will. In the Bible, some verses speak of the Lord's leading and others of his guiding. On the one hand, the Lord will lead his people to the Holy Land, but once he has led them there, he will guide them to Mount Zion. As our shepherd, the Lord leads us first and then guides us. He leads us to the right place and he guides us to the exact spot. This is Christ, our shepherd.